So the surfing story we have here is from off the coast of Portugal, where a German surfer has just broken the Guinness World Record for riding the largest wave, an 86-foot wave.
Whoa.
And
that's about a 9-story building high.
Here's what it looks like. There he is. Right there, just catching the wave and surfing and surfing and surfing and surfing. This actually happened, if I understand correctly, in October 2020, but it was just certified as a world record a few days ago. In fact, it was a Tuesday ceremony. It feels amazing, said Sebastian Stutner, who's 36 years old. I have achieved everything there is in my sport. It's been a crazy journey to get here, and the record is much more than just a number. Guinness says measuring the wave was a long and difficult process. It involved taking frames from a video of his ride, using other objects in the frame as points of reference to determine the height of the water. How do you measure an 86-foot wave?
Right, yeah.
I mean, you know, just how do you do
Boy,
that?
Boy, that was a huge torrent of water they eventually caught up and came crashing down on him.
Yeah, it's one of those where you wonder. And he says that he always has safety first. And maybe you can see in the video, he has a team of guys on jet skis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And other just, you know, because there is danger in this kind of thing.
Oh, there sure is.
If I understand correctly, let me see if I've got more on the story. He actually is something that he's been wanting to do all his life. And when he was 13 years old, again, this is guys from Germany. When he was 13, he decided he wanted to move to Hawaii. Now, he didn't get there at 13, but at the age of 16, he actually convinced his parents, and he left Germany alone to pursue a career in surfing.
All right.
At 16.
I saw a piece over the weekend on how surfing actually began in Hawaii, and the difference in the composition that the surfboards back then were made out of wood, and they were much longer and heavier, very, very heavy. And that, of course, when it came to California in more modern times, they started making those boards out of foam. And coat them, and they're much, much, much lighter. But just imagine having one of those big waves, be riding it, and you're on a several hundred pound wooden board and have it come down on you.
Oh, wouldn't want that at all. Thank
no.
you very much. Now, he's a very accomplished surfer. He's got several other records of local nature, and he apparently is very successful in his career. But yeah, we got a video of this. If you want to check it out, they're riding an 86-foot wave, a new world record. So that's one story. It's a little ocean-based for you this morning. Got another one for you, and this is another video that's kind of going viral, if you will. Have you seen this video here? See if I can get this up and running for you. This is from off the coast of Spain, Mallorca, Spain. Divers are rescuing a 39-foot humpback whale from a net.
Oh, my goodness.
This net got caught into the mouth. And then surrounded the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so they swam out and actually removed and cut away the net. Again, a 39-foot humpback whale. One of the marine biologists, she says, I think this whale knew that we were there to help her. When we first got there, it was like out of this world. It was just incredible. There's a lot of bubbling going on, and we weren't sure exactly what was going to happen, but once they started working, the whale just kind of relaxed and let us go about our work. The whale was completely trapped. It couldn't even open its mouth.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Would have been starving before too much longer.
And the marine biologist says we just kept on cutting and cutting. She gave herself kind of a wiggle to get herself out of it. And when they got done, the marine biologist says, we think the whale gave us what looked like even a little thank you sign before swimming off.
How about that?
But just, I mean, you look at the size of the divers in comparison.
Yes, to the whale.
I just, wow. Isn't that just cool? And so it's there on our online site in case you haven't seen it. As I said, I'm looking at some of the numbers and other stories. I know it's been viewed by a lot of people, but just thought it was cool enough that we wanted to make sure that we could bring it to your attention.
Absolutely.
And as we can do so, we can talk about it on the air and also have you look at it because of our online site capability at WSW.com.
Make it easy for you.
After watching them cut the net from that humpback whale, it makes me feel pathetic that I consider unloading the dishwasher a huge triumph in my day.
Yeah, really. So, what did you do today? That thought made you a success, and you accomplished something that was monumental. Yeah. Oh man, it does kind of put in perspective what other people are doing in this world.
It does,
and it's just, and you read the story. It's just like this whale needed help, and so we went out there and okay.
And how did they find it? How did they locate it again? Like, how did they even know
about it? It just says they heard a humpback whale was in distress.
Huh, okay.
So now whether it was viewed by others.
It's probably by others, yeah.
Could have. I mean, you know, whales that's that large would certainly gain some attention, especially if it's off the coast.
Might have surfaced at some point for a while and someone saw it.
Yeah. What I was looking here to find out is, and they're still asking the question too, where did the net come from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.